Torahway Northwest London. Torahway Northwest London, 29th of January, Gimel Shvat, Dayan David Badil, on the subject of Gerim candidates being invited for Yom Tov.
I'll put this together, I'll sort it out.
Okay. Good morning, and Yashar Koach for the honor to be able to discuss an issue this morning. I'd like to discuss the subject of being Mazmin Gerim. To be Mazmin, to invite Gerim on Yom Tov. The issue is the following. It starts with the Gemara. The Gemara in Beit Zechofanov says, Mazamnin Nochi B'Shamas Ve'emazam Nochi B'Yontov, which means one invites a goy. We're talking about a non-Jewish person, then we'll discuss about Gerim. Mazamnin Nochi B'Shamas Ve'em Mazamnin Nochi B'Yontov. One can invite a goy on Shabbos, but on Yom Tov one cannot invite a goy. The reason being, Yezeira Shemiyama Bishvinai, that maybe he'll put in an extra bout of water, any food, and he'll cook for him. And there's a Issa Deraisa of Lochem B'loy Lenochrim. There's a din that in this week's parasha, Achashi Ochel Echol Nefesh, Hu Levada Yehosa Lochem, the Torah says that anything, Melechas Echol Nefesh, as we know on Yom Tov, is completely permitted, and many hold mitoch shuter etzayach echon nefesh shuter shenayin etzayach even according to Rashi shenayin etzayach now. So in any event, one can for echon nefesh certainly everything's permitted. However, when it comes to behemoths, if someone has in South Africa we have pet dogs, or many families do, but there's an issa to cook for them. The Gemara says like beis agnin, it's machlekes beis agnin v'akima. But the Shulchan Aruch Paskim that both for behemoths and for goyim, one cannot cook on Yom Tov. There's an Issa D'Oraisa. Because of that, Chazal extended it that you can't even invite a goy, lest you'll, after inviting him, you'll see that there may not be enough, or there may not be enough which is deserving for his honor. So then, because of that, you'll come to cook. So because of that, Chazal forbade you to invite the goyim. The same thing is here, really, even a mumma, even a secular Jew, who can be treated like a goy to a certain extent. So then there's a din also, you wouldn't be able to invite him. The Shulchan Aruch said in Tov Kuf Yud Beis, Eim amash netzarech goyim biyontim, defichach osu lazminoi, shem yaba bishvinoi. And the Mishnah actually brings down that the same din applies to a mumma la bedizor, or lechalashamas v'hesia, dinek a goy. So obviously, one has to take into account the fact that today, although could well be it's been stretched a little, but this Tinik Shenishba idea, so therefore they may not be bracketed as a mumrim necessarily. But in any event, the din also applies to a mumma. So we're talking about both goyim and mumrim. It's forbidden to even invite them. In fact, the Chayodim even writes that even a Chalamayat, it's actually forbidden to It's forbidden to cook for him, even Chalamayin, and Shmishalas Kilchasa brings down that even to invite a guy, a business associate, for instance, on Chalamayin would be forbidden because of that. That's a chiddush, because I think they bring down, Rabbi Yashiv said that the din of Gezeira, whilst the din deraisa applies to Chalamayin, but with regards to the Gezeira, any Gezeira, it's Mukta, doesn't apply on Chalamayin. So such a type of Gezeira like that wouldn't be applicable on Chalamayin. So whilst you couldn't cook for him, but you can go ahead and invite him at least. But in any event, you do see that the severity of it, that even to invite, certainly when it comes to Yom Tov, Shabbos obviously is no Shema Yavashel, right? Because we all can't cook. But when it comes to Yom Tov, we are allowed to cook. So then there's a gezeirah that you'll go ahead and cook, and the gezeirah that you'll cook in a kedera acheres. In the same kedera, it actually wouldn't be a deraisa, because in the same kedera, the Gemara says that it improves the tavshil, the more food, and it adds flavor. But the gezeirah that maybe you'll be mavashel, you'll feel there's a need to cook shema yavashel b'kedera acheres, that you may go ahead and cook in another kedera for him, and then you'll be over the Issa D'Oraisa. So the question is more, it's applicable actually to various batei din that are involved in giur. We have many candidates that they need to be trained in, trainees. They need to be shown what a Yom Tov is like, and certainly a Seder night to a... There's an interesting Yaivet. So Yaivet says, Kol dich v'n yeser v'yechel, He says, Kol difin yeis miyech, anima na tzhangun yeis miyech shikamanit. He says, he includes also goyim. And he writes that the reason is because mefanas aniya akum mimani yisrom mipnei dak yishonim. So he says, a kol difin yeis miyech comes to include also goyim. But because dak yishonim, the Bialocha writes, it's not supposed to permit it. Mitzad Eva, he brings a right from the Rashba. The Rashba says, Mazamni nochi b'shamas. And when you invite a goy on Shamas, so he says, what do you mean? You'll be matriach shnei netzayach. Even to feed an animal that aim is an eisim alav, if you don't have any responsibility towards an animal, then you don't feed him on Shabbos. Why? That's a whole question about oifas and Shabbos Shira next week. The whole big shayla as to how you can do a tircha shnei netzayach Shabbos. But in any event, you see clearly that you can't. So the Rashba says that mezamnin lochi b'shamas is talking about mipnei eva. So says the Bialocha, you see from there, that on Shabbos you'd be allowed to, yet the same Gemara says, Ve'im azal inochi b'yantum. So it seems to imply that even when we're dealing with Eva, you wouldn't be able to be mezamen a guy. So that seems to be not like the Eivet. Unless the Bialocha alone writes, unless we're dealing with Bittel Simchas Yontum, he writes. Im Loe, he writes, Sha'inyan, Nagia le Bittel Simchas Yontum, Yesh lahokin lazminai, Lechel mimar shehechin la'atzmai. Unless it's again pertains to Bittel Simchas Yontov without the guy being there, then possibly one could be matter. But you see that the issue is quite severe. So as I'm saying, often you have these candidates that need to know about Yontov, and just to tell them they can never be invited, no one can invite them, would be difficult because when they do become game, they wouldn't know how to deal with a Yontov table and sukkahs, Pesach. So the question is, how do we do it in order that chalila we shouldn't be over the issa of cooking and even the issa of hazmana? So there are others that say that you can be moedianim. You be moedianim means you don't actually do the mighty like you do by bris. You know, you say you're moedianim, the bris is kach lekach on such and such a date, and you say the same thing that with yontem, you say that you're moedianim that the yontem meal is at this and this evening and at this and this address. But that causes complications, like the gale, the candidate for Geirus, he may not understand exactly, does that mean an invitation? Others say the best is to be makna food, which means that you're makna the food to them before Yontov, so you call them over to be makna the food, then the food becomes theirs, and then basically all you're doing is you're inviting them to partake of their own food. You have to remember that you have to be, if you do such a thing, then you have to actually, such an exercise will involve them themselves coming, because you cannot give it to someone else to be zeich on their behalf, because chia mitam shlichus and ein shlichus legoy. So therefore, it would have to be that the goy himself would have to come. So that can be rather embarrassing and maybe not so dignified to tell him that he has to come and be zeich in his meal before Yontov. Sorry? Yeah, that's for the yid. For the yid to yid, you're right. Because a goy, it's mitam shlichus, ain't shlichus the goy. That means I can't have anyone, I can't act on behalf of the goy, nor can the goy act on behalf of me. Goy the goy, the master of the yomim says one can do. If it's a yid of the goy, you can't. The Magen Avraham brings a very interesting tanya. It's not, obviously not the well-known Rav Bala Tanya. We're talking about Tanya Bossi, an earlier tanya. He says that if after you've been matakin all tzach esuda, after you've already, everything's cooked already, and the goy comes before Yontov, so then if he comes, then obviously, if you tell him that everything that's here, you know, you can eat anything that's here, but I'm not cooking anything extra, that's fine. If you tell him just close to Yontov, that's fine. But are you allowed to invite him? So the Magen Avraham brings from the Tanya that says that if the goy should show up, then you're allowed to actually invite him in to partake from the Suda after everything's been cooked. That's what the Magen Avraham brings from the Tanya.
Should he be?
No, even without Eva, seemingly. Yeah. So, the Shartzin actually brings it, but he doesn't like it though. And the Taz is chaylik on it. The Taz says that you can invite him, but not to be mafzir by. So it's not, many don't accept the Tanya. Ve'hina Magen Avraham hevi m'shem ha'Tanya, ta'acha shetiken kol tzoche su'uda samuch nisuda, ve'lo hayada toilu zeh koydim su'uda. Even according to the Tanya, we're talking about a case where lo yada toilu zeh koydim ha'suda, meaning you didn't intend to invite him. So you cooked, baked, you did everything before Yontov, then the guy turns up, now you're able to go ahead and invite him. Because the Rambam seems to imply mashma de lasminai also b'chol gavna. That tonight you wouldn't be able to in any event. The Tazir Chaylik and even the Shulchan Aruch Rav, most of the Pesachim in the Shulchan Aruch Rav, certainly Madura Tam and go according to the Magen Avraham. And yet here, he's Chaylik in the Magen Avraham, and he writes that even the Magen Avraham, in Kuntus Rachman, he writes that even the Magen Avraham could well be only wrote it to explain the Tanya, but not that he actually holds like that. So to say that one can go ahead and rely on the Tanya is also, and only, but then also you'd have to invite him close to Yom Tov, only after everything's cooked and baked, and Nohe Datun is there, so it's also far removed, or it's not so practical, in order to allow such a thing. So I'd like to share with you perhaps, there's a very important Rosh, There would be a way out, it's called the Lifische Kunz perhaps, before the Rosh. The Kunz would be, I think it's Rabbi Sholeb Diskin, he said that if one wanted to make a Shvua, not to cook anything for the goy, right? So if you make a shvur, then you'd be even Issa Deraisa, should you go ahead and cook? Then it becomes like Shabbos. Just like Shabbos, you can be Muslim a goy, because there's no danger that you go ahead and cook. Why? Because it's forbidden to cook, Chalina cooking on Shabbos. So similarly, if you make a shvur, then it may be the same. But obviously, we don't start encouraging people to start making the dorm and the shvurs. So I was thinking, there's a Rosh. The Rosh in Beitza, actually, when he discusses this point, so he says the following. He talks about Avodim and Shvachas Nochrim, which is brought down in the. It's brought down in the Shulchan Aruch. When it comes to the Yisrael maidservants, who were Christian maidservants, Goyishim maidservants, and Avodim, and how could we invite them to the Yontif table? So he says here, that would be makel, that they can go ahead and partake from our food in Yontif. So he says, why? V'lai osa Rabbi Yeshua b'neimi, elo lezamein es hanochri, shehu chofetz bikora. Meaning, it's the Issa is, the nature of the Issa, when Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says there's a gezeirah to be mazmin a goy, it's only to be mazmin a goy, shechometz bikorim, meaning you're ingratiated through his presence. That means when he comes to the house, you feel honored. Umar b'lay monais, and therefore you'll increase, mar b'lay monais, you'll give him extra matonas, any extra portions of food, v'chayish, shema yevashel kedeya levado. And then there's indeed a chashash, that you'll go ahead and cook a pot even on its own, shnahoyim avashalba, imnoy mishvin anochi. So then he says that the Issa is only there. And the Mishnah Berurah also brings down that he says here in Sivkot and Gimel, he writes, Yeshlocha shemimashaloy bekter aches beshvina achish mazminoy, beroitzen lechabdoy. So we're dealing with a case of company where you're roitzen lechabdoy, where you're wanting to be mechabadim. So it's only in a case where that means you feel ingratiated with his presence, with his company. That's a case where it'll follow on that there's a gezeira that you'll actually be, you'll be b'shvinai. Why will he be marba b'shvinai? Because you feel very much honored that he deserves everything you can possibly give him. That's a gezeira, and in such a case, only then, under such circumstances, are we geizer, shemimash lebekdei acheres b'shvinai. So that's why when it comes to avodim and shvachas, and the Shulchan Aruch indeed says, "Aval avdoi v'shivchasoi, v'chein shliach shenishtalach loi, muten achilai mai v'leich hashin sheyabam v'shvinai." So if we take note of the Rosh says clearly that we're dealing with a case where chofetz pikara, meaning that you want him very much in his covenant. Here we're dealing with geim, and we're talking about people who are almost there, candidates. Certainly the idea of bringing them to a Seder isn't so much chofetz bikorah. The idea is to be mechanechnem. As we said, they need to know what's going on. It's not to ingratiate yourself. It's more for them to feel ingratiated, if anything. The idea is that you're trying to be mechanechnem. It's an educational thing. The idea is it's to educate them. The purpose is purely to educate them and to make sure that they understand what a Seder is, what a Yontif meal is, and therefore it's purely educational, and in such a case, there's no chofetz bikorim. And in such a case, there's no such gezeira in such a case. In lechatchila, there's no such gezeira, and therefore, because of that, it would be permitted to invite them. Obviously, we're dealing with the inviting only. We're not talking about if they wish to have a cup of tea, and then once they're already there, then you wish to give them a cup of tea, and then you go ahead and cook water up for them, that's certainly forbidden. Right? Because after all, they are goyim, and therefore you cannot cook for them. But we're talking about the hazmona, the is of hazmona, which will make you, cause you to be inclined to cook for them, to cook extra for them. So that's something which, as we said, logically speaking, there shouldn't be any chashash, because the idea isn't to be mechabed them, the idea is simply to teach them. And therefore, in such a case, one would be able to be more meikel and actually invite them. Because they're no different in the case of avodim u'shvachos that the Rosh discusses. Very interesting. I saw later on, Anicha Shlomo came out later. So he says here, Rav Shlomo Zalman was asked about the Rosh Yeshiva in Russia, that he's Rav Ma'areach Bachurim L'Sudas Yontov. Right? That he was hosting Bachurim for Sudas Yontov. V'cheilik ma'bachurim hem goyim geburim ha'chafetzim l'skaeset t'momish ha'roshayna. Right? Chelik of these Bachurim are, these Russian youngsters are goyim. And they want to know Ketzel Yenag, Ba'omer Moron, Shiladaita ain't soft when they don't niskeis lemes when they say Ma'ariv Yontov. There's no need. He talks about being Zoich and the Monas Ma'ariv Yontov. But the Choyah, you'd have to actually, as I said before, you'd have to notify the Goyim would have to come and do the Kinyan, do a fully fledged Kinyan. You wouldn't be able to be Mazaka. But he says that the reason why you wouldn't need to hear, Mishum, Shekolat Zeah Haisa Shema Lechvoidoi, Yarba Avura. And we prat according to the Shittat Sherubim Meshivrim, who also Rak Midrabonon. But then he says, Ze Shayech Rak Boireach Shamareach Mitkabedbo. Only in the case where the host actually feels honored, feels ingratiated. Ulam, he says, Oireach Shamareach Oise Toiva. Where in the case where the Mareach is actually doing a favor for him, Shehu Ma'archoi Beveisoi, Ein Chashash Yivashilabura. So he says in such a case, but Yosef, he says in our case, certainly he says, Kalmatras HaYiroach, the whole purpose is, as we said, is that Tzorech Hiskavos Yadut, it's only in order to bring him close to Yiddishkeit, from Kain Adarava, Hamareach, let him tell him the halacha that we can't actually cook for you, and certainly he won't come to any Isurim. So you see again, the predominant in that earth. He says when it's talking about the whole family of Olam Chadoshim, he says, Abon Yisraech, Son Eitz Mishpach Shemestron and Mitzvahs, then you have a chashashim yama b'shvinai, because then we want them to feel the nach. It really depends on the case. That means if we're dealing with a large family, or it's a business associate where you do feel ingratiated, then certainly it would be forbidden. But if we're dealing with a case where you're doing it purely for educational purposes, then the choy that grants to be matter based on what we said. In fact, I think, non bezdin, you mentioned earlier, so I think non bezdin traditionally we do allow tutors to invite the students in order to come and join them for the Yontov meal, because again, the idea is it's based on an educational project rather than being ingratiated. And therefore, because it's not the Chabdom, therefore it would be okay. There's one further point perhaps to consider, and that's really the Rashba and the Ran, both are Sikasha. There's always a klal with regards to Yontov, when you're cooking on Yontov, so even if you're cooking a very large amount, so then it says, Hoyle Mikla Archim. So we're talking about a case if you're cooking, let's say, Yontov Lechoyom. So let's say we know that you can't cook anything from Yontov to the weekday, right? You only cook for the same day. For the night, you can cook for the following day. You can't cook from the day to the evening. So it's a different day. So Hoyle Yontov Lechoyom, so it's a machlix in the Gemara. Rabba Rabba, as to whether it's a Doraisa, it's certainly forbidden mid Rabbanon. The question is whether it's forbidden min HaTorah. So there Rabba says, the well known klal hoyl mikla orchim, that because orchim could come in at the last minute and they could eat, they could partake from the Suda, so it turns out that potentially there could be a Tzorech Yomtov even for today. And therefore, he says it wouldn't be a daraisa. Midrabbanan, as we said, certainly it's forbidden. We're cooking for tonight, but to say it's also midaraisa, it may not be, because hoy lo mikla orchim. Hoy mikla orchim. Rabbi, it's choylek. That's a whole shaila about when it comes to Eir Tavshinen. So the shaila is as to whether it's midaraisa. Without Eir Tavshinen, could you cook midaraisa? Or perhaps not. That's the whole question there. Because in the case of Eruv Tavshinin, if you don't make the Eruv, you're cooking from Yontov to Shabbos. So are you doing an Issa Doraisa? So then if you're doing an Issa Doraisa, then the Eruv Tavshinin wouldn't be able to allow you to go ahead and do an Issa Doraisa. So, yeah, you'd have to say that it's Midrabbanan. That it's forbidden Midrabbanan because you have Hoya. So according to that, the Bialoch says you have to be careful that when you make the chulent on Friday afternoon, that you're doing it in such a way that it's more or less ready Friday afternoon, that you have the hoya. Because if you, meaning Orchim could come and partake from the chulent even on the Friday itself. Because otherwise you'd be Ibn Isidoraisa. There are cholkim there because there's another shit in the Gemara. But in any event, the Bialoch says one should be choishish to it. So one should always cook early on for that reason. So the Rashba asks a very simple question. If we say Hoyin Mikna Orchim, so then why do we say that you invite the guy? You mustn't invite the guy. You dare not invite him because Shemo Yabasha, Shem Yabal Yabasha. Maybe you'll go ahead and you'll increase the quantity or you'll cook in another kadeir, like we said. But there still won't be an Issa Doraisa. Because according to Rabbi, Hoyin Mikna Orchim. And because Orchim could come, so therefore there wouldn't be any Issa Taira. So the Rashba says, and so there are various truths. And the Meiri says that when it comes to a goy and you mayachad a kadeira for him, so generally if you invite a guest and you actually dedicate a pot of food for him, then you won't come to give it to other orchim. That's what the Meiri writes. And that's why you would have a deraisa, because a hoya wouldn't be shaykh here. So the Rashba says that the whole gazeira is that lest you'll come to be mamashal, you'll come to be mamashal. He says you'll give mashal devarim asurim for him, meaning you'll cook up things which are forbidden to be eaten, right? Devarim asurim. So based on that, the Tzitzin Yez actually says, and we discussed about the second of June as to whether we can allow it. So he says that today, where we're only dealing with machonim which are muta, and certainly you wouldn't come to give treif food to the mumah, to the secular Jew. So therefore, the gezeira wouldn't be based on this Rashba and Ram, but. So the Shulchan doesn't bring down the Rashba in the Ram. The Shulchan doesn't bring down the Rashba in the Ram. That the Gzeira is more Shemi Yavash with Dvarim Asurim. But nonetheless, you do see in this Nakuda, there is such a shitta, and therefore, perhaps as a sniff, just as an added point, one could say that certainly here, when we're talking about candidates who are already on the program, and you're inviting them to partake of your meal, certainly there's no chashash that you're going to give him Dvarim Asurim. You're not going to give him food that's forbidden. And therefore, that chashash wouldn't be kind. That means according to the Rashba, certainly there's no shayna. But I'm saying that I'm only using the Rashba as an extra added sniff. But the main nekuda is, as we're saying, that according to the Rosh, the whole nature of the gezeira is only in a case where you feel ingratiated by chofetz bikoroi, but otherwise, in a case where you're not chovetz bikore, it's only to educate them, then in such a case, there's no mokum for the gezeira.
Only on Shabbos you're talking about.
No. I'm sorry?
Only
Yom Tov. Yeah. Shabbos, it wouldn't be a gezeira. There's no shayla to start off with. Shabbos, there's no problem with inviting them. Because Shabbos is no Shemi Yabin Vashem. Shemi Yabin Vashvila. It's only on Yom Tov. There is a Bari Grosnas, has a Chuma in Leib Arya. He discusses the case of a hotel where the Goyshe. There's a Goyish chef, a non-Jewish chef, so there he wants to allow it that the chef can cook on Yom Tov. Obviously we're dealing with the Yid put on the fire, because always there's a problem with Bishul Hashem. So we're talking about a non-Jewish chef, so he allows it based on the fact that it's a Shvus v'Shvus, b'mokim da'ak v'shonen, so he wants to say that in such a case, one would be allowed to do such a thing. But again, we're dealing with a regular family where it's a Yid that's cooking, and the only possibility you wouldn't be able to leave it, as we mentioned, the case of the Tanya, where he says that after everything's ready, then you can go and invite him if he comes, and you didn't intend inviting him. But that's something which often you want to pre-plan, and you'd like to invite him beforehand, right? Way in advance, you'd like to invite him for the Seder. So in such a case, l'choya l'heta would be, as we said earlier, that l'choya, if it's someone who is already on the program, and he's only interested in order to be able to know more about Yiddishkeit, to know more about the Sudas Yom Tov and the Seder, so in such a case, one would be able to allow for it based on, as we said, on the Rosh, and to add to it the Rashba that says that the whole Issa of Shemini Yivashel is only in Shemini Yivashel Dor Masurim, and not any kosher food, as is the case in general. We're only dealing with kosher food, and therefore, accordingly, there wouldn't be any Issa, and one would be mutter to be mazmin him.
Good.
Sorry? That's a very important point, because according to this, not just that, but between the Shabbos rites, even to invite him would be forbidden. Yeah, there is a Chivas arrangement. Yeah, so to make a cup of tea for him, Chalamayat would be forbidden, according to many would be forbidden, I must tell you. And it could be a deraisa. Very strange, eh?
Careful, the phone's still in it.
There is a Chivas arrangement that allows it, but otherwise, there's definitely those who will say that. Right, I